if we know it doesn't work, if we know that it wastes money, if we know that we could spend that money better and make our community safer, then let's just end this thing that doesn't work and start spending that money in ways that are smarter and make us all safe.
You mentioned Maryland and Georgia in the same breath. Did you see some similarities in regards to the processes?
They both have the death penalty. And the reality is that we don't get to abolish it in the country until we've abolished it in the majority of states. That's the standard in the Supreme Court. Cruel is only half the equation. You also have to show that it's unusual. And the litmus test is state law. And so as long as it is maintained in Maryland, it's impossible to abolish it in Georgia. We've got to abolish it here. We did Connecticut last year. We have some other states in this region in our sights. We get it done in just a handful of more states, we can finally go to the Supreme Court and end it in places like Georgia and Mississippi, too.
I got to ask you a question I asked the governor. What do you think of the prospect of this going before voters next year?
Now, like the governor, I look at the history in this state, which is that a plurality of Marylanders, when asked, do you support replacing the death penalty with life without the possibility of parole, say yes. I think we've got a very good shot. With that said, my hope is that we don't have to spend money in that way, right? That we don't have to campaign, spend resources in that way. Once this is done by the people who represent the people of the state, we should be able to move on, quite frankly, to other pressing issues.
I heard in the debate over question six last year, over same-sex marriage, that question, there were a number of people who were in favor of the question but were offended that a civil right had to go before voters. Voters had to decide that. And I think, isn't that the same thing here with the death penalty?
Well, look, there is, our country has long believed, in fact, is the very purpose of the origin of our Bill of Rights, that minorities' rights should be protected from the tyranny of a majority. One would hope that would not need be the case. But unfortunately, our system of laws and how we enforce them is a very quirky thing. And so if that is the case, I guess let us be glad that we live in the 21st century, not the 19th.